This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Islam, mashallah, from the Deen of Islam, there are many different aspects of culture that we learn within our faith and with our religion that illuminates the message of Islam, the diversity of Islam. And I think one of those illuminations is, those elements of illumination is the diversity of Islam and the diversity of culture. And how when we notice the diversity of culture under one faith, one umbrella, and believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one, that is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seeing that articulated in different ways is something that I think exudes the beauty of Islam, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, we have a guest here, mashallah, Haj Nuruddin, mashallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. He's surprised, he doesn't know that I'm calling him out, but this individual here, mashallah, has a huge place in Islamic history and Turath al-Islami. I had the beauty, the opportunity of meeting him a couple of times in Houston years ago. He doesn't remember who I am, but mashallah, his work speaks for itself. He's a calligrapher, well-known calligrapher, mashallah, throughout the world, alhamdulillah, ibn al-alameen. And I'd like to kindly ask him if he could give us a couple of words. Allah atayten about the kalimat, mashallah, nasa'i. Minna, barakallahu feekum, fa'abakallahu, shaykhna. Barakallahu.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وما شاء الله إنني سعيد جدا أول ما أزور هذا المسجد الجميل ما شاء الله.
So he said he's very happy that this is his first time visiting this masjid.
واليوم بدعوة دكتور سامي هو صديقي وقبل ما شاء الله 10 سنوات صديقي ما شاء الله.
He said Dr. Sam Ross has been his friend for a long time, more than 10 years ago.
وأنتم كما تعرف أنا خطاط عربي ولكن نكتب خط العربي بأسلوب الصيني.
He knows that he's a calligrapher. He writes in the Arabic handwriting calligraphy, but he writes it with the Chinese, I guess you say, method style.
واليوم جاي مفاجأة وإذا نعرف هذا البرنامج يمكن يأخذ أقلامي أمامه وأكتب إن شاء الله مرة قادمة إن شاء الله.
He said this is a surprise. I'm really surprised. Now he said next time I come, maybe I can come and write something for all of you, إن شاء الله.
وأكتب خط العربي ذو أسلوب صيني. يمكن تشوفوا هذا اللغة الصينية ولكن هو اللغة العربية.
He's talking about his method. He writes in the Arabic calligraphy, but it's with the khat sin, like the sini Chinese handwriting as well.
لأن إسلام دخول إلى الصيني قبل 1300 سنة.
He said because Islam entered China more than 1,300 years ago.
يعني خط الصيني والرسم الصيني تأثر في خط العربي شديدا.
He said that Chinese writing, hand scripture, was affected by the Arabic writing and scripture. It has a ta'thir.
يعني كما نعرف خط العربي متنوع يوجد خط الكوفي وخط الثلث وخط النسخ وخط الديواني وخط الديواني الجلي وإلى آخر. شيخ يعرف يمكن هذا ما شاء الله.
He's saying, as you know, the Arabic handwriting, it's a discipline within itself. He mentioned like 5 different nesch. And different types of methods of writing. I don't know if you've seen Arabic calligraphy. It's written different ways. So you just mentioned about 6 of them
now,
right now.
خط الكوفي في الأيام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سجل وحي.
Subhanallah. He said that the Kufian script from Kufa was written. That is the style that was written. That the wahi was written down. It's recorded.
وخط النسخة. لماذا نسمى خط النسخة؟ لأن النسخة قرآن الكريم. في خط النسخة نسخ كتب القرآن الكريم.
He's saying the خط نسخ. نسخ means like to what do you say نسخ is in to copy, huh? To abrogation, but to like copy. He said this is the handwriting that the Quran is written with. So the Quran that we see, that is the نسخ style. NASKH.
وأنا خطأت ما شاء الله كذلك وكلمت اثنين قصة الآن.
He said he has 2 stories to tell.
وقصة الأول كلمت من منزل أستاذ سامي بالعربي. هذا أستاذ سامي يعرف هذا كلمة تعاون. يمكن أخلي دكتور سامي نكلم لكم إنجليزي بسرعة.
He says he has two stories. He said he mentioned the first story at Dr. Sammy's house, and he's going to let Dr. Sammy tell this story, and then he'll mention the second one. The first story that he said at your house.
Okay, so you have to help me, Sheikh Abdullah.
In the English? Yeah, just tell. He's saying, just tell the story he told you at his house.
Oh, we don't tarjuma.
We don't tarjuma.
Let's do the qassas.
That's mubalagh and it's semeta.
Oh, gosh. I mean, okay. Okay. No. Have you heard the story before?
He just told the story.
I know, but you're a good storyteller. Okay, you tell the story.
Okay. All right, so there's, bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. This is a story about cooperation and the importance of cooperation.
And it's a traditional Chinese
story. It's a traditional Chinese story. And there are...
Let's America.
This is all from Haji Noor. He told us this just moments ago. And he said, there's a key and a lock, and they both belong to the mudir, the manager of a company. And one day the key says to the lock says to the key, "You have such a lovely life. I wish I could live your life. You go out, you're in the pocket of the manager, you're close to him, you go all over the place. It's so wonderful that your life, and you go visit the parks, and you visit the restaurants, and you visit the mosque, and you visit all these different places. And I just sit at home. And all I do is I have this house around me all the time." And the key says, "No." He says, "I have to go out, and I'm in the rain, and I travel, and I'm tired, and I have to be with this guy all day long." I'm embellishing a little bit now. and he says, "You've got the nice life, resting at home and taking it easy." And so one day the manager has to go out, and the key decides he's had enough. And he hops off the table and hides himself underneath the couch as the manager's got to go out. And the manager can't find the key and figures it must be somewhere. So he just takes the lock and he locks the door and he runs off. It's like a padlock. And he comes back from work. The key, he doesn't have the key. And so he takes a hammer and a pick and he smashes the lock and he breaks the lock. And then he gets in to the house and he finds the key there on the table because the key had hopped out and went back on the table while he was gone. And he finds the key there. And he says, "What use is this key?" So he takes the key and the lock and he throws them both in the trash. And so now neither the key nor the lock has any benefit whatsoever, neither in the house nor out and about. And so the lesson is to cooperate, because without cooperating in each of our roles, we're pretty well worthless and garbage.
Subhanallah, kama na'rifu al-ta'awun muhim jiddan wa bainana muslimun wa ghayr muslimun wa lazim ta'awun. Ta'awun hadha shay muhim fi an-najaha fi at-tawfiq.
He said, and from this we should know that cooperating is very, very important. As Muslims, it's very, very important for us to work together. The second story is about being trustworthy, amana. He said, trustworthiness is very, very important, and this is Islamic. This is from Islam. This is before one. This is 100 years ago. This story. There is a man. It's a story about a man that was. He used to buy. He used to sell pearls.
دكتور أنت ما بي قصص ليس حقيقية قصص ما هو قصص صحيح لا شيخ موجود حقيقي
الله مستر he said he asked him is this a real story is it a true story he said no this is a story story that's not really true it's just story
من
for a lesson
يعني إيه أنتم من هذا القصص يعرفوا ماذا تعاون في الحياة المسلمون ماذا تعاون في حياتهم هذا مقصودي كما نعرف ولا قفل ولا مفتاح ما يكلم هذا ما يده كيف يكلم.
He's saying the story is just like the sheikh said, for the lessons. It's for the lessons. It's for what do we learn from the story? He said, you know that a key doesn't jump and go under a table. You know that. So it's the lesson that we get from it.
ويوجد هذا الرجل تاجر يبيع لؤلؤ. كما تعرف يبيع لؤلؤ هذا في كثير أموال. فهذا الرجل في مشكلة. ما هو مشكلة؟ عنده واحدة بنت فقط. ما في أولاد. ما في ولد.
It's a story about a man that has he buys and sells pearls, and you know there's a lot of money in that, but he has one problem. He only has one daughter. No sons.
هذا في السن كما تعرف كل يريد ولد. لماذا وارث والبنت بعد كبر تتزوج إلى شخص آخر يروح إلى منزل آخر ولكن بعدين هذا أموال كثير ويأتي إلى من.
He's saying, you know, in China, the men used to want boys because the daughter, when she grows up, she's going to go to another man. خلاص, she's going to go to another man. And that money that he has, where is it going to go?
But هذا الرجل ليس مسلم. إذا مسلم يمكن تبرع إلى مسجد.
He said, but that man is not Muslim. The man that the woman, daughter goes to. He said, if the man was Muslim, he'd probably give the money to the masjid.
نعم. وإذا هذا البنت بنتي كبيرة إلى وصل 18 سنة 16 سنة لازم يبحث العروس يعني هذا العريس لتزوجها ولكن لا نجد. قبل 3 سنوات يوجد واحد شاب يعمل معه.
He said that this daughter, this girl, she gets 16, 17, 18 years old. She's older now, so it's time to find for her husband. But she's not, she hasn't found one. إيش بعد فيني هاي؟ قول. هي 16 و 18 سنة.
واحد شاب. منذ 3 سنوات.
Oh, and there's a young boy that worked with her for a period of 3 years.
فهو يشوف هذا الولد أمانة، هذا الولد جيدا، يمكن نحول خليفة البنت الجوازه.
نعم. The man sees that this young guy, he seems like a good guy. Maybe we'll have. I'll see if this young man will marry my daughter.
ذات يوم هذا التاجر بنادي هذا الشاب، مثلا شاب عيسى ما بشاز لي سيني لي إلى مكتبه يقول له يا لي هل أنت تحب بنتي؟ يقول هو يخجل كان إنسان من زمان ليس مثل الآن لا الناس يتكلم مباشرة كان يخجل يقول بعدين هو ما يكلم نعم يلا شيخ
He said, so the man goes to the boy. He says, I see this boy. He calls the boy to his office. This is the trader, the one that does sells pearls. He calls him to the merchant. Yeah, he calls him to his office. And he says, yeah, I like you. What do you think about my daughter? Do you like my daughter? And the boy is scared. The boy is scared. He's not going to answer it. He said, but now the guy will say, well, yeah, of course I like your daughter. Nowadays, they'll just say, yeah, you know.
Yeah, هذا سبب وهذا ما قال شيء. كان هذا التاجر يفكر هذا لي هذا الشاب. يمكن ليس وافق وخلي شخص ثاني كلم معه يسأل شخص ثاني كلم مع هذا الشاب لي يقول أنا وافق بس أنا أمامي يعني مدير يعني لا أكتتي أنا كلمة أهجر شديدة.
نعم. So the owner, the merchant, you know, the mudir, the merchant, he sees that the boy is not responding, so maybe the boy is not interested. So then the merchant tells someone else to talk to this boy. The boy's name is Li, by the way. This is in China, so his name is Li.
وذات يوم هذا التاجر يدعو هذا لي إلى مكتبي إلى مكتبه مرة ثانية وسكر الباب قال لهم أسأل السؤال هل أنت تحب بنتي؟ أنت وافق يقول هكذا ليس وافق يقول هكذا هو يقول خلاص أنا وافق.
So the merchant tries one more time. He calls him because the boy said, I'm scared. I'm not going to say I like the merchant's daughter. You know, I'm scared. So he calls him to his office one more time, closes the door, locks the door. He said, I'm going to ask you one more time. Do you like my daughter? He said, do this if you like her and do this if you do that if you don't. So Lee, what does he do? He just puts his head down
and says, yeah. ولكن في مشكلة وحيد البنتي هي في مريض.
So he said, look, if you marry my daughter, I'll give you all of my estate. I'll give you all of my money, everything. But there's one issue. My daughter is sick.
يقول ما هي مريض؟ هي مريضة في القلب.
He said, what is her illness? The merchant says she has an illness in her heart.
يوجد واحد الصندوق شوف هذا الصندوق موجود داخل في الجهاز هي ركب عليها في التخت السرير مثل حجر هذا الشيء كله 15 يوم أنت لازم تلف ثلاث مرات إلى حسب مثل الساعة إذا تلف كله يقولوا النص أو 70 لف ثلاث مرات إلى هنا هي تحيي شهر بس هذا في شيء ضروري ممنوع باللف بالعكس إذا لف بالعكس هي تموت.
He said, look, this is how you take care of her, Lee. He said, look, there is a jihaz. The doctor gave her a small box, like a jihaz, small box, a device that every kamyom, every 15 days, you have to turn this little dial on the device.
Fanus, say fanus, Hakel.
Three times.
Yes, sir. So but 360
degrees, three times. One, two, three. You have to do this every 15 days. If you turn it the opposite way, she'll die.
He'll die.
Okay?
يقول هذا ممكن. يقول هذا ممكن. فهذا لازم هي لا تشوفه. هي لا تعرفه هي في هذا المرض. لا تخبرها. كل 15 يوم أنت إلى غرفة بجنبي يعملها كذا ساعة أيام الجهاد يعملها يقول خلاص أنا أعملها كذا وبعد ثلاث سنوات هذا تاجر متوفي هو بنان قبل هو متوفي يعني في زواج كل 15 يوم هذا كان حماته يساعده إلى هذا الغرفة باللفة يقول هكذا سنة مرات فاهم هو متوفي
So the merchant, he died 3 years later after that. So the one that Kenny saw with Kulusanyan, he would do it every three times. So the merchant died after that, 3 years after that. So he said, Hamatu, Hamatu man, Hamatu Shabu, Hamatu Tajir. So let me finish. So the mother of the girl, would help him, the Lee. But the girl doesn't know. The girl doesn't know that her husband, this guy, is doing it all this time. He says she cannot know. She cannot know that you're doing this every 15 days.
وبعد ذلك ثلاث سنوات هذا تاجر مع زوجته كل متوفي. الباقي هذا للي وما باقي هذا لبنتي هذا للي سعيد جدا هذا أموال كل لي كل موجودة أنا غنية كان فقراء بس هو كان في البداية جيدا وبعد نص سنة هو يفكر يمكن جواب ثانية يمكن تلقوا خلاص هذا مريض يمكن أي وقت متوفي أنا كل أسبوع كل 15 يوم يعمل هذا إذا أنا سافر ماذا نعمل خلي هو موت خلاص
I knew that's where I was going to go.
Yeah.
Okay. I knew that's going to happen. Okay. So his mother, Lee, the girl that's married to the sick girl that has the sickness in her heart, and she doesn't know that he's been doing this every 15 days, her mother and father die. And father already died, right? Her mother died as well. So now Lee has been doing this for how many years? 3+ years, every 15 days. He's turning the dial 3 times, right? So he's in the beginning he was good. But now time is wearing out, Yanni. So he's thinking, Yanni, this is kind of being a little stressful. I can marry another woman, right? And I have all this money anyway. And if she dies, khalas.
Yeah, sure. هذا بلا خلف أمانة. كان وافق مع حماد خلاص ينسى كله. هو يفكر خلاص ونعمله مرة بجرب هم بعد يعمل مكس بالعكس مرة هي فكر كان أنا مع يعني حمادي كان موجودة في انتفاقة لازم هكذا يعني هذا ليس جيدا أوكي هو أوكي يعمل ثاني يعمل بالعكس مرة وسمع يعمله يعني بأربع مرات إلى أي أي من قال ساعة نعم.
Hey, so he would. Yeah, so what he would do is he started to think, okay, I would do it clockwise, and then I would do once counterclockwise. Remember, counterclockwise, if you did it counterclockwise, what would happen? She would die. So he's doing it clockwise, doing it counterclockwise. He's trying to show that this is not a man. This is not a person that's being trustworthy. He's testing the limits now. He's saying, this is not good. You know, my mother-in-law, you know, this is what was going on. So if I turn it clockwise, counterclockwise, he's testing the boundaries.
وبعد شهرين هو يفكر لازم خلي موت. أنا عملته بالعكس. هما بالليلة إجي إلى غرفة يعملته بالعكس. واحد ما في مشكلة. اثنين ما في مشكلة. بالثلاثة مرة يعمل يوجد هذا إبرة. يأتي إلى هنا مضبوط إلى هذا عيوننا هم. هذا الرجل. لماذا؟ شوف كان هذا التاجر يفكر إذا هذا الولد ليس جيدا هو بموت نفسه. يقول خلاف أمانة. سبحان الله. شوف هذا. هذا الرجل كان فكر زي.
سبحان المميت.
إن عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات
والأرض. نعم.
بين أن يحملها. نعم. سنسان.
ما شاء الله.
نعم. So the Shab, the young boy Lee. It was after 3 months, I think he said. So he went to the little box. Remember, his wife never knew about it. So he turned it once. Nothing. Turned it twice. Nothing. Turned it for the third time. Two pins came out from it. Needles came out and poked him in the eye. So the father-in-law, the merchant, he said to himself in the beginning when he made his jet, he said, if my son-in-law is really trustworthy, fine. If he's not, he's going to kill himself.
Tajir binti ma fi ay marid salim.
The girl had no heart problem whatsoever.
Ma fi ay marid, hiya salim jidda, bas hada mushkila hada alwalad ma fi amana. هذا مشكلة.
There was no problem with the girl from the very beginning. She had no heart problem.
مثل الآن إنسان يريد أمانة. كثير الناس ما في أمانة. خلاف هذا في الدين. هذا مشكلة كبيرة. إذا إنسان ما في أمانة يخرب بنفسه.
He's saying trustworthiness is very important. We as Muslims, it's very important to be trustworthy. You know, if we're not trustworthy, then we haven't fulfilled the ultimate objective. So that's the story that he gave.
MashaAllah.
الإبرة من قصة الأولى. التعاون.
تعاون
للقفل.
التعاون والأمانة هما شيئان أساسيان في الحياة.
أيوة ما شاء الله. خلاص هذا الشيخ يمكن تطول هلا قصة أفضل مني.
And Sheikh Musawi said that there's a verse in the Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love the ones that betray trust. And then the Sheikh said that trustworthiness and cooperation, these are two basic elements that everyone needs or community needs.
Barakallahu feekum,
inshallah.
Jazakum Allah. كذلك يادم أمان أمان لله إن شاء الله.
الله يبارك فيك. تبارك الله يا شيخ.
السلام
عليكم. أين نجد عملكم يعني في الويب سايت وكذا كيف؟
يمكن هشوف هذا مندوبنا هذا مندوب.
طيب. Okay. If we want to see his work, I'm asking, where can we find his work if we want to?
We can put it on the chat group.
Bismillah.
He has a 2-week seminar going on right now. Starting tomorrow.
في الموقع يمكن وضع أعمال وضع
يقول
ما الويب سايت
أيوة
He has a 2-week. I know he's not gonna ask him to say it, but he has a 2-week seminar. Mashallah, coming starting tomorrow. We'll put it in the WhatsApp group. Mashallah. Again, this is calligraphy. Learning how to write calligraphy. This is a trait. I mean, this is a skill. And you're learning. This is not someone that's minor. Yani, he's well known worldwide. I don't want to beef up in front of the. He's well known worldwide. Take my word for it.
نعم أنا الحمد لله كتبت مصحف كامل 30 جزء لمدة 10 شهور الحمد لله.
Wow, I didn't know that. That is the way to spend your time. What? Are you kidding me?
SubhanAllah. الله سكر الباب فتح باب آخر أنا أسكن في المنزل خلاص نكتب ونكتب القرآن الكريم كل 30 جزء يعني في 10 شهور ينتهي.
Brothers and sisters, he wrote the whole Quran in 10 months when he was in COVID. He wrote the whole Quran in 10 months during COVID.
This is a lesson what you can do without Netflix.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Jazakallah khair. Thank you, Sheikh. Sharaftana, Sheikh. Sharaftana, Allah. Sharaftana.